Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very happy to go to the phones now and welcome in 10-year NFL veteran, 2001 All-Pro. You can catch him on ESPN Sports Nation and ESPN LA's Marcellus and Kelvin, Marcellus Wiley, with Joe Lowe, Guru, and Marquette on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Marcellus. How are you?
Good morning, y'all up in the Bay Area. Y'all got the whole team up in there, boy. Y'all can do something.
Now, we're feeling good. Now, we got Marquette King, the punter, in here as well. In your 10 years in the league, do you ever think punting would take on such style, such grace, such sophistication?
Nah, I didn't think it would get to this place, man. At first, I just want to say respect to Marquette King, the player. I think sometimes that gets lost in all of his style points and the fact that he's bringing flair to the kicking game. I thought Reggie Roby 20, 30 years ago was going to do this, but Reggie didn't have the same personality as Marquette, so I got a lot of respect for what he's doing out there. But on our show now, I've never seen it before, where in our A block, start off the show, we're talking about a punter, and it's real, so I got love for the man.
Marquette, say something to the man,
yeah,
man.
Hey, man, don't get shy.
He getting shy. Wow,
this is why he doesn't jump in. Everyone cuts him off immediately. That's why he's not jumping in.
Man, I just want to say I appreciate the love, man. And all I'm doing is just being myself, man. And I really appreciate that.
And people don't understand, man, Marquette. See, I played for Jack Del Rio in Jacksonville, so I get what kind of personality and what kind of climate he's creating. And I told people this from day one. He's like the greatest balance of being a disciplinarian but still a player-friendly coach because he gets it. He was a former player. So having that kind of coach, man, allows you to be yourself, and we see the results. It's big, and you guys are rolling right now.
Marcellus, when you watched around the league and you saw Pittsburgh Steelers, how, you know, last year, the year before, their defense always kind of that dominant – and now you look what's going on in Tennessee, and you see what Tennessee was able to do to, see what they did to Kansas City. How much do you love Dick, and what is he able to bring to that defense?
LeBeau.
Yeah, man. I mean, you talk about, look, how long has he been coaching?
79. 79, he still gets up like that. I mean, can you imagine how you get these guys to play that well? 79?
I mean, imagine that. And you talk about the wisdom that we all get from playing the game. I mean, how many times would you go out there and then because of experience, you're able to self-correct? And, you know, the next time you see that same play, you're ready for it. You can anticipate it. Well, with a guy like that who has that much experience and that much genius, there's nothing you're going to throw at him that he's not ready for. And you can see the results on the field from his players. And you get a tremendous amount of confidence when you have a defensive coordinator and a defensive mind on your side that's helping you decipher all of the plays that are coming your way. So you know how this game turns out. Defense wins championships in part because teams are healthy, teams are hot, and they also keep the scoreboard from getting lit up. Once you do that, you put yourself in every single ball game. You never know how things will turn out.
Marcellus, I was going to troll you because I know you love your Clippers with the Blake news, but I won't do it. I'll just say that. I'll let you read up on that.
You want to blow up the team.
Yeah, did you hear the Blake Griffin news this morning?
Oh, you can troll me right now because I'm going to troll you in the playoffs when Steph
look at him.
Oh, come on now.
And slips on a puddle and tears his knee up. So you troll me now, I'll troll you later. Let's go.
Now, do you think 3 to 6 weeks that could doom the Clippers, or they could do with it? They'll make it without him?
Yeah, they're going to make – I mean, obviously they're going to make the playoffs without him. Our seeding is going to be affected right now, third, fourth seed, where we've been hovering. Now that probably drops to sixth, seventh seed, somewhere in that neighborhood. But we'll get in there, and home court advantage in the playoffs really doesn't mean that much. All you got to do is steal one game on the other team's floor, and then you're having a home court advantage. The problem with the Clippers, really, last 3 years, man, it's been the same old song in terms of Chris Paul or Blake Griffin are either hurt at the same time or like now, one of them is down. So the problem is we can't stay healthy, so we can't show our true talent to its fullest. Hopefully they could get back. Hopefully by April, we are full throttle and we go up to Golden State and smash y'all.
Now you, all right. Oh, yeah, you see what you started, Guru?
No, I just had to get it in. I like Sellers, man. I had to ask him.
10-year NFL veteran Marcellus Wiley, kind enough to join us here. Joe Lowe and the Guru, 95.7 The Game. The report came out this weekend that the Saints would be open to the idea of trading head coach Sean Payton. This was floated last year. Nothing ever happened. He signed an extension. Now it looks like the news is back out there. What do you think about this concept, and do you think any team's going to make a play to try to acquire him?
Well, I think you guys know better than anybody about the trading of a coach, as John Gruden was traded to the Tampa Bay Bucks back in the early 2000s, 2002, and then we saw what happened with that. They won the Super Bowl. Look, if you talk about Sean Payton and Drew Brees, both tremendous at their job, but both have been eating, I mean getting paid, and they won one Super Bowl, but I think right now it's time for them to reshuffle that deck, because they're turning into that team where you can see a lot of offensive firepower, but not enough to get them over the hump and not enough to make them Super Bowl contenders. So they're just trying to figure out, how can we change this up? And sometimes it's addition by subtraction. It's weird, but that's sometimes how it goes. And I can see him easily being open to it. He's been on the trade block before. They talked about firing him before, but then they give him an extension. Some job security and a big name like that in L.A. with the Rams, potentially, an offensive-minded coach, because that's the issues with the Rams. You bring that all in, that sounds like a happy marriage.
Not just that, Marcellus, but since we're talking about this merry-go-round, this carousel's getting ready to start, you look at the San Diego Chargers. Mike McCoy may be out. Is that a place? Also, when you look, you know, at Marvin Lewis and you see what's going on with the Jets, are those two coaches on the hot seat? And should Marvin Lewis, you saw the lead that they blew. I think they are a talented team. Do you think his days in Cincinnati is numbered as well?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about Marvin Lewis. It's nothing new when you talk about his job security. He's been there forever, but still not winning a playoff game ever. Just think about that in the same sentence, and it makes you realize, what is he still doing there? Certainly has a good team. Some say the most talented roster in the NFL, but they underachieve year after year. So I can see him being on the hot seat. And Mike McCoy, that team has lost 7 fourth-quarter leads. Now, you could put some of that on the defense, because obviously they're allowing points in the fourth quarter. You could put some of that on the offense, and Phillip Rivers, who once again yesterday threw a fourth-quarter interception that allowed the Raiders to win. Mike McCoy looks like he'll be the fall guy in that situation. It certainly won't be Phillip Rivers, and I don't think that they're going to make sweeping changes defensively since they got Joey Bosa, and he looks like a supreme talent as a rookie. You might want to keep things status quo on that side and just change things at the top and see if San Diego could finish some of these games and find themselves in the playoffs.
Now, Marcellus, you and Lorenzo played for the Chargers. You played in Diego. You know what it's like, the relationship with the fans. And a lot was made before the game about, you know, there was more Raider fans in the stadium than Raider Charger fans. Is there a fraction of the Charger faithful in San Diego that offends, that they're upset, or is they just don't care?
You know, it's hard to really measure the response. We know how great the Raider fan base is, not only in California, not only in Southern California, but across the world. The Raiders, the Steelers, the Cowboys, you talk about global teams. So when they come to your town, they usually take over, but even more so in California, that whole going back to the L.A. Raiders and the NWA phase and Gangsters Wear Black, and then that turned into the Oakland Raiders and so many people from L.A. going to the Bay and so many people from the Bay coming to L.A., it just becomes this tunnel of love for the Raiders to go up and down the coast and get that love. I played for the Chargers. I remember them taking over the stadium. I remember our organization sending us emails and letters saying, we're going to limit how many tickets you get because we don't want y'all to give them away to people who are going to end up being Raider fans. And we look up in the stands. It's 60-70% Gangsters in Black, Men Wear Black, the Raider fans. And it was real. And you know what? To me, I never took it as like an insult. I said, you know what? That's a compliment to them and their fan base that they could ride anywhere in this country and show that kind of support.
10-year NFL vet, 2001 All-Pro. You can catch him now on ESPN Sports Nation and ESPN LA's Marcellus and Kelvin show. It's Marcellus Wiley with Joe Lowe and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Marcellus, as always, thank you so much for your time. Happy holidays to you and yours, and hopefully we can catch up again in the future.
Oh, you know we'll do it, man. Much love, Lo Neil. Keep kicking it, Marquette, and I'll see y'all soon. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.